Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLore. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm up to about 75%. And when I hear about Gwyneth Paltrow and this interview she just gave, what was she talking about?
Yes, so Gwyneth Paltrow just did an interview with SiriusXM's Quarantined with Bruce, and she opened up about how the shine of acting wore off after her Oscar win, back when she was in her mid-20s, due to the public scrutiny of being a young actress. And here I am thinking, you know, her long career in Hollywood, she must really love it and have a passion for it. And I've apparently been wrong this whole time. She opened up about how in her mid-20s, she says she did not love acting as much as it turns out.
Here's a little bit of that interview on satellite radio, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think that when you hit the bullseye, when you're 26 years old and you're a metrics-driven person who, frankly, doesn't love acting that much, as it turns out.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. Okay.
I was kind of like, okay, I don't, it wasn't like I felt like this isn't worth doing. I sort of felt like, well, now who am I supposed to be? Like, what am I driving towards? And again, like, this wasn't conscious at the time, but I started to feel, and, you know, frankly, I think part of the shine of acting wore off, you know, being in such intense public scrutiny, being a kid who's like living every breakup on every headline, like being criticized for everything you do, say, and wear.
Right.
And also the you know, you're it's so transitory. You're always all over. It's hard to plant roots. Like, I'm such a homebody. You know me. I like to be with my old friends and cook. Yeah. And squeeze my kids. Like, I don't want to be alone in a hotel room in Budapest for 6 weeks. Like, it's just not who I am.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she is smart. And Cassie, she's become quite a businesswoman too, hasn't she?
Yes, with Goop. There's a lot of ideas on Goop that you can do for Christmas years this year, or Christmas gifts this year, Bob.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let's talk a little bit about the royal family. Ever since The Crown now, there's even more interest in the royal family. What's up with them now?
You know, I think everyone will always be fascinated with the royal family just because of who they are and what they represent. But yeah, like you said, The Crown has kind of taken it to another level. But the royal family is making headlines this week just for reuniting. They all got together at Windsor Castle recently. And of course, following COVID-19 safety protocols, they were all staying six feet apart. The Queen was there wearing her royal red, and also Kate Middleton and Prince William were there. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla were there, and as well as Prince Edward, Sophie, Countess of Wessex, Princess Anne. Everyone was hanging out outside of the Windsor Castle, and they were there for a royal engagement. And like I said, they remained 6 feet apart. You know, the Queen is in her 90s, so we must protect her at all costs.
Yeah, she says she's going to get the vaccine. Well, you always walk 6 feet behind the Queen anyway. Let's look at what Google says has been an interesting year in search. And what do they do now? They release the top searches of the year?
Yes, so Google has released their year in search, and they have broken it down by overall categories and then breaking it down even further into what people were searching for in the news, what people were searching for with people in entertainment and just in, you know, in general, actors. They have it broken down into categories, but we'll kind of talk about the main searches overall that kind of encompassed really the biggest, you know, moments from 2020. One of the searches was election results. One of the searches, no surprise, coronavirus. Another search was Kobe Bryant. His wife, Vanessa, also made the list, too. Of course, he passed away in a tragic helicopter crash in early January. So that was, I mean, the start of the year, January 26th. I'll never forget. I was on the Grammys red carpet when we all found out the news, and it completely changed pop culture, I think, and especially the sports world and even just the world in general. I know a lot of people took his death really hard and kind of made them realize what's important in life and the importance of family. Also on the list, Zoom. Zoom was on the list. I know a lot of people probably searched it because they had to figure out how to download it.
Exactly.
Another search, Naya Rivera, the actress who lost her life in a drowning accident a few months ago. Chadwick Boseman also lost his life unexpectedly to us, the public. We had no idea that he was battling cancer under the radar for years. And rounding out the list, Bob, PlayStation 5.
Yeah, of course. And finally, we have another celebrity who did something stupid as far as spreading the virus. Tell us about this.
Bob, I love how you tell it like it is. But yes, this is, in fact, a questionable story here. Trey Songz has hosted a 500-person club night recently in Ohio. And get this, Trey Songz has had coronavirus. So he is still putting people's lives at risk by holding a concert at a venue in Ohio where there was 500 people. He also opened up recently earlier in the year about how he lost a relative to what he thinks is COVID-19. So to be honest with you, I just don't understand the logic here of why he could not wait to perform until after all of this is over with. But 500 guests in attendance is obviously violating COVID-19 protocols and safety orders. We did learn from one of the lieutenants on scene. He tells ET that the city of Columbus quickly took action to shut the establishment down, and there will be an investigation into the establishment. Will they lose their liquor license? Will they be fined, et cetera, et cetera? But as for now, Trey Songz is staying silent. ET has reached out to him and his team for comment, and they have not said anything. But this story was not taken lightly on social media. In a time where we're all trying to do our part, wear our masks, stay at home, you know, we all want this thing over and done with as soon as possible, and it doesn't help when people like Trey Songz are putting on a 500-person concert.
Yeah, and he tested positive for COVID back in October. Yeah. He should lose his show business license. It's Cassie DeLaura, Entertainment Tonight for Dean. Thank you, Cassie. Have a great day.
You too, Bob.